أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خافضة رافعة إذا رجت الأرض رجا وبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبثا صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of two qualities of the day of Qiyamah, khafidatun, rafi'atun, that the day of Qiyamah is such that it is abasing, it is degrading, disgracing those who were falsely exalted in this material world, rafi'a, and it will elevate those who were undermined in this world, those who were downtrodden in this world, who were worth the elevation in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith has said to us, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ, that that person who makes tawadu, that person who humbles himself in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate him. Allah may elevate him in this world, and Allah will elevate him certainly in the hereafter also. And then, وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ, that person that is arrogant in this world, who falsely assumes superiority over others, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will debase him. In one hadith, one narration from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will debase him to such an extent that he will be debased worse than even the dogs and the khinzir, the khanazir, the swines in that area and the place of that individual. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make the day such that in this world a person may have seemed to have had a lot of superiority, lot of honor, but he was the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or disobedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat, then such a person will be degraded. In this world, a person who was the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who outwardly seemed to have been disgraced, debased, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will elevate that individual. That is why we'll find in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we see this always, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates the words of Bilqis, who was the queen of Sheba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً, that when the muluk, when there is a revolution that takes place, and when there is a new government that comes in, then what will happen? Those people who were the ruling class, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace and debase them, and those who seem to be from the lower end of the social structure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them leaders. And like how we see this in revolutions, this is how we will see it in the greatest of revolution, that is on the day of Qiyamah. Going further, yesterday we discussed that there are two fundamental things that cause a person to forget Allah, forget A'mal, forget Akhirat. One is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives a person position in this world, and the second is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him material wealth. And when that person gets lost in the love of the position that Allah has given him, and he forgets Allah, or he gets lost in the love of the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him, and he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one aspect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed, khafidatul rafi'ah. With regards to the material world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّا, that when the earth will begin to shake its quake. In other words, a very severe earthquake will come that will be to signal the end of this world. Now that earthquake Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in other ayats of the Qur'an Kareem. For example, in Surah Zilzal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, when the earth will shake its quake, what will happen? وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, the earth will throw out, it will spew out whatever weight it has all of it, all the resources of this world will be thrown out onto the surface of the earth. So one is the power and the might of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that now there is a change. There is a change from one alam, from one realm to another realm. In this world, what mattered to insan was the wealth of this world. In this world, what mattered to insan was the resources of this world. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us, now by shaking out everything, and everything comes onto the surface of the earth, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, that man will now realize that whatever was the object of his life, or whatever he thought the object of his life was, this material world, all of it will mean nothing. From one alam, the world of amal that we are supposed to have been presenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to another realm, the world of accountability, everything now makes a change. Priorities also change. And in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expresses that when all the resources of this world, the gold and the silver of this world, will now surface onto the surface of the world, man will see this, and a person now will make hasrat. A person now will have remorse and regret. And what his remorse and his regret will be, I spent my whole life trying to pursue this. I killed people because of this. And hence, it was so absolutely nothing. Now he will realize that one person was stealing and his hands were cut off. Now he will question himself, for such an insignificant thing, I had had to have my hands cut off. One person broke off family ties because of the wealth of this world. Now he will be questioning himself, for such an insignificant thing, I had to do all this. In other words, what was of significance now becomes totally insignificant. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is signaling in this ayah. This is what message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّ, that when the earth will shake its quake, وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّ, and we all know that one of the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth is that of the mountains, insofar as its weight is concerned, insofar as its appearance is concerned. A person cannot, it will not go unnoticed in the life of a person when he passes by the mountains. Its might and its significance is always showing out to a human being. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّى, and the mountains will disintegrate and become crumbs. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the mountains becoming crumbs. Other ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it in a different way. الْقَارِعَةُ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ, that the mountains will become carded wool. Now one is carded wool, how soft it is, how light it is, how insignificant it is. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other ayats of the Quran, Allah gives us the parable that you see the clouds that move around, and that is how you will see the mountains crumble, burst asunder, and there is absolutely nothing left. And this is where we had our wealth. This is where we attached ourselves to, that we had property, we had estates, we had everything of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says now, everything suddenly becomes insignificant. Everything suddenly becomes absolutely of no value whatsoever. فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثًّا, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this mountains, it will become scattered dust. Dust that will fly around. Nobody attaches any value to dust whatsoever. Totally insignificant. It will just fly around. And hence in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that from relevance to irrelevance, significance to insignificance, this is the reality of this world. And Allah Rabbul Izzat shows us that now from one realm to another, man is going to be ushered. This is the world of amal. This is the world in which we need to earn the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek from Allah Rabbul Izzat, become obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because the next world would begin, and that is the world of accountability. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.